Back home, a move in Europe to classify sika deer as an invasive alien species is causing alarm among deer management organisations here. If adopted as an invasive alien species, the Japanese deer, common in places like Killarney National Park since the mid-19th century, will be placed on a list with the aim of detection and eradication of the species, along with restrictions on their movement. The Irish Deer Commission is calling on the Minister with Responsibility for Deer, that's Malcolm Noonan, to ensure a derogation for Ireland if it's adopted later this year. Damien Hannigan of the Irish Deer Commission is with us. I hope those deer in Killarney are not listening to us, Damien. What's going to happen next?
Good afternoon. It's really at the moment is consideration taking place through the IAS committee in the European Union in terms of reclassifying sika deer as an invasive alien species. And effectively what that means is removing the close hunting seasons for sika deer. So currently at the moment in Ireland, we have a close hunting season for deer, and it's based on animal welfare grounds that were dependent young at certain times of the year. If the mother was to be culled, it would result in starvation of that dependent of young. So really there is a consideration underway at the moment by the scientific committee, and the indications that we're receiving is that they will reclassify sika as an invasive alien species, and that's something that's deeply concerning to organisations such as the Irish Deer Commission and other organisations across Europe who are involved in the management and conservation of deer.
Yeah, they're widespread throughout Europe. It's not just here. What harm are they doing?
Yeah, I suppose it is important to say, like, where deer numbers become excessive, they can have negative impacts for farming, forestry and the wider ecosystem. But equally, you know, research shows as well where deer numbers are managed at sustainable levels that they are eco-engineers and they have positive impacts on forestry and the wider ecosystem. So really, it's in terms of, in an Irish context, you know, sika deer are one of our three deer species that have existed here since 1860. So the eradication of them would be next to impossible. And as you mentioned, we would call Minister Malcolm Noonan to apply a derogation that exists within this process, you know, in terms of to protect the future status of sika deer in Ireland and to avoid the unintended consequence of any animal welfare issues.
Damien, thanks for joining us. That's Damien Hannigan of the Irish Deer Commission.